Blog Talk Radio.
Today's relationship, and this morning we're talking about a subject matter that is dear to a lot of people in the DMV, quiet as it's kept around the world. How to get a man, but more important, how to keep a man. A lot of people, a lot of women can get a man, but can they keep a man? That's the key. Before we get into this, I want to talk about the upcoming event. July 22nd at the Knights of Columbus in Silver Spring, Maryland. It's going to be huge. The icons are coming on board left and right. Tommy Broadwater has come on board. Tommy Broadwater has been a pillar in the PG County community for decades. He's going to be honored with the Icon Honor Award. We're also going to be giving Dick Gregory a Icon of America, Icon of War, Honor of War. We're going to have also, it's going to be so many people that's coming on board right now. It's mind-blowing to me because I've been knowing these people for over 35 years. Started out basically in the magazine years and years ago. But it's going to be a big one. It's going to be a night where you step in the icons, that you're going to be in the room with a whole bunch of icons, and everywhere you turn there'll be an icon, someone who's made a difference, someone who's been in the trenches of Prince George's County, D.C. or Virginia. We're looking to basically have Vincent Gray was been with us for years and years, but he just recently got reelected, and all the stuff that he's been through, he's still in the trenches back on top. Going to make a parent, going to give him one of the icon award. We're going to do, it's going to be more people than you realize that's going to come on board. We don't mention all the names, but we're bringing back the people who came from the very beginning. So if you want to be in a room that's so unique, we have vendors coming up from Florida. Anthony, he's going to be coming up with his paintings, and we've got the Secret Sets of Looks boutique out of Upper Marlboro. We've got Ann Sewell, who just recently graduated from the Steve Harvey Academy of Business, she's going to be there. It's just every Lottie Dottie and everybody, Lou Flu and the whole crew. We're going to make sure you see people that you haven't seen in over 35 years. This morning we're talking about how to get a man. How to get a man. This is July 4th. You know what July 4th is? July 4th is really the opportunity for us to celebrate Independence Day. However, it's also a romantic weekend. I mean, this is the best weekend if you got a woman or if you got a man. What more can you ask for than to lay on a lawn and look at the fireworks or make your own fireworks? Or could you imagine having a cookout and you're with the lady that you really love and she's your significant other or your wife? What more pleasure for a man to watch her put some mustard on a hot dog and put it in her mouth? It's your woman. Hot dog eating by a woman on 4th of July is an aphrodisiac for me. I always love seeing a hot dog go in his mouth. But make a long story short, most people don't have a man. A lot of women don't have a man. It's not a big thing, but it is a big thing. So we're going to talk about this morning about how to get a man and how to keep a man. That's the whole thing about having a man is, can you keep the man? And people don't realize it's not too hard to get a man. Some women can attract men just by the way they look. They can walk down the street and get a man in a heartbeat. you know, in a heartbeat. They can get a man just by walking down the street. Some women can't even go to the 7-Eleven. You know, they can't even walk to the 7-Eleven because, or the grocery store. Somebody's going to stop them because they look that good, or they got a certain body, or they dress provocatively. You know, some women dress to be guilty, you know. They want to be seen. You know, they want somebody to say something to them. And then you got people who are looking for a man for different things. So they dress a certain way just to get a man because they want some sex. They don't want a man. They want to have some sex. So they're going to wear a revealing outfit that makes them think that, makes the man think that, hey, I don't want her, but I want to sleep with her. So that's how it goes in some cases. But if you want a man for what you want a man for, we're going to come right back and talk about that. Somebody needs some kind of love in their life, some kind of shape, form, or fashion. Who wants to be alone? Who really in a right frame of mind wants to be alone? Could you imagine a lonely life without a man or a woman? For a man, what type of life could you have if you don't have a woman? A man needs and wants and desires a woman. It's in his DNA. But vice versa, a woman wants a man. What woman in her right mind wants to wake up in the morning and the pillar is looking at her? The pillar is looking at her. And when she sees the pillar, she got two pillars, and one pillar is empty. It's a song by Dolly Parton. I'm living single in a double bed. You know, I mean, I don't have the man. There's nobody here sleeping with me. You know, I'm just in this bed by myself. You know, but we're going to have a special guest come on this morning also. It's Christopher. He's into hair. He has a big event coming up on the 8th of July, but he's into hair. He knows about hair. And no man really knows a woman better than a woman or a man who's dealing with hair. You know, if he's selling hair or he's doing hair or he's around hair, he knows what women deal with. You know, online right now we have Marilyn Bland. Marilyn Bland, welcome to the show.
Marilyn, good morning, Russell.
Good morning.
Good morning, Russell.
How are you? Can you hear us? Good morning. Can you hear me? Marilyn. Can you hear? Marilyn, can you hear us?
Good morning, Russell. I'm here.
Good morning. Fantastic. Welcome aboard. We're talking about how to get a man this morning. And the most importantly, how to get a man. Chris, are you on the air? Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Russell, and good morning to you, Marilyn. Yes, I'm here on the air. And I really think that's a really interesting subject that you're having this morning, and I would definitely like to chime in on that.
Excellent, excellent. Because this is a situation where, believe it or not, in the metropolitan area, the DMV, women are manless. Not to say that men aren't womenless, but we're talking about this morning about the manless factor of women in the DMV. You can go to any venue, and it could be a concert or it could be a event where someone's having a social gathering, or you could just see anything that you come to is majority women. And don't even talk about the church. The church is full of what they call manless women. Why is it that women don't have a man? And we want to touch upon this morning about how to get a man, but more importantly, how to keep a man. Chris, from your perspective of in the hair business, first off, tell us about your company, your hair business, and we want to get into that, and then we want to talk about what your experience about knowing about women without a man.
Sure. Russell, thank you so much for allowing this platform to go forward. I think obviously it's important, and I certainly have some things to say about that. But as it relates to Galaxy 5000, we are a hair extension company out of Clarksville in Columbia, Maryland. That's where our headquarters is, and we're actually moving into Washington, D.C., with our first showroom and one out of eight that we're going to be having throughout the country. And we open our first one on August the 8th of this year, and that's going to be at 10002 Florida Avenue. That's at the intersection of West Virginia and Florida Avenue. So we're very excited about that. As you know, I've been on your show a few times, and you know I have a factory in the Philippines and actually have also purchased a home there. So I do a lot of business in the Philippines as it relates to the hair industry. So we basically have hair extensions. People are understand it's bundles of hair. We have wigs. We have closures. We have frontals, all 100% pure virgin hair. And what makes us different is that we are a company that where our hair lasts for 3 to 5 years. It means you can take it in, take it out as much as you like. And actually can even go longer than that, but that's something that we stand behind.
Excellent, excellent. When it comes to hair and factor, how much of a part does hair play in getting a man?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, and let me just say this briefly. I've only been doing this 3 years now. My partner is the one, Alicia Patron, is the one who had the vision for a hair extension company. But I tell you one thing, I learned so much between the last 3 years on how much and how many people really depend on hair extensions and actually the whole beauty side of it. It is important for several different areas. And you know, obviously, every person wants to look their best when they leave out. The unfortunate thing going with hair extensions and one of the reasons why I'm feeling really good about Galaxy 5000 is that, you know, our hair is, like I said, lasts for 3 to 5 years. A lot of hair that's out here is not what people think it is. A lot of it is coming from over in China and is actually has synthetic hair and things like that. So the unfortunate part about that is that though they're getting this hair and extensions for a relatively cheap price, it's actually ruining their hair. And, it's, you know, I've actually heard women basically say they don't even care because that's how important it is for them to have their hair extension in their head. And if I didn't recognize with my partner being a stylist, I mean, I've seen some of the women, she's shown me pictures with their hair is more than just falling out. It actually has permanently fallen out. And it's just, you know, really, really bad. And it was shocking. And these are women that are in their 20s. So it's letting you know that although it is very popular and people really depend on it, they really have to be careful in terms of what they're putting into their head. But as it relates to that, yes, beauty is number one, specifically for women. And I always say for everybody, you know, with men, we don't have to be as detailed. And the perception to hair itself and in the African-American community has, you know, played a lot into men's psyche in terms of what kind of woman they want. I guess in the psyche of the mind, even at an early age, they always show the woman with long hair, and, you know, we've always had different perceptions about those things. Not that I, for 1 minute, think that that's the right perception. It's just that, you know, the reality of the fact is that that's what you really see majority of on commercials and movies and et cetera. Although there is a strong comeback on natural hair, natural beauty, which is also, to me, very beautiful, and I think a woman can look really good naturally. Obviously, it takes a lot more time to have that natural look every single day, trying to go to work, and if you have a children, family, and things like that, you know, it's a lot of work to keep your hair up. But obviously, like I say, at the end of the day, the beauty comes on both sides, so whether it's a hair extension or, in fact, in the natural hair care.
Marilyn, chime in on
yes.
That. From a woman's perspective, you do hair. People, you have hair. You're a woman. So, when it comes to attracting a man, how important in your mind as a woman is your hair? In other words, you're from a woman's perspective. You are a woman. What do you think some of the attributes to get a man? Is it a body? Is it your breasts? Is it the behind? Is it the clothes? What the percentage does the hair count to get a man?
Yeah, it's amazing you asked me that, Russell, because I was looking to hear from the men this morning so you could tell the women out there
what
it is that.
We're going to talk about that, but I want to know, before we get into it, I'm going to talk to you about what the men's perspective is, how to get a woman. But I want to talk, because like Chris was saying, a woman has to get herself together to get a man. So I want to know from a woman's perspective, how important is the hair factor when it comes to attracting a man?
Oh, no, the hair is always important with a woman. I mean, it's something you start even as a child, you know, the hair. And even as was mentioned, you know, there's this comparison as human beings, especially as women, you know, you start comparing at a young age. And I know growing up, long hair was not a characteristic among many black women. And I think that's how the hair extension came along, you know. If you look at history, you know, black women looked at the fact that, you know, the long hair, everything you saw on TV, there weren't a lot of black people on TV. Everything you saw was long hair. Now, it wasn't on the black woman because, you know, that wasn't how we were depicted. But then, I guess from the point of view that, as was stated, you know, men like that long hair, something about it that they see as being romantic, then there was the black women came up with a way to, hey, we have to get our long hair. So they went to the extensions. But I think even if you go with what you have and you keep it up, I think that's the key. Whatever you have, if it's neat and in order, it can, you know, it will it will get you the man that you need. Because if a woman, you know, goes to get her hair done every week and every time he sees her it's neat and in place, then I'm so glad Christopher touched upon that, because it should not necessarily be the hair. But whatever you have, it needs to be neat and in order. I think that's the key, whatever you're working with.
Excellent. We're going to talk about how to get a man. This is what's important on this show. The lines are lit up here. People want to know how to get a man, because I'm telling you, I see it every day. I'm quite sure Chris sees it in his business. Women don't have a man. They're looking for a man. Most women, and there's a window. I call it a window of opportunity to get a man. And I tell a lot of women when I used to do seminars back in the day, the window of opportunity is between 18 and 25. If you're a woman and you're 18 to 25, you can get a man. It's the chance of getting a man is real good, especially if you're baby-free. And, you know, like I said, back in the day, if you was a virgin, that was a factor. But you can get a man between 18 and 25. What happens with some women between 18 and 25 is, like I say, they lose their virginity. They may have one child, two children. Every time you have a child, in some cases, it sort of slows down your aspect of getting a man, because if a man can watch you carry a baby for 9 months and he don't pick you up, something in the milk may not be clean in that relationship. You know, it may be something to do with him, but it may be something to do with you, but something ain't right, because that man didn't want to marry you. So what does that say? If you're going to have a baby by the man, and the man's not, don't want to make you his woman, or you don't have, that's not really your man. But that's a big window between 18 to 25 is a big window when you can actually get a man. And I'm telling people, don't waste that window, especially from a woman's perspective. You're going to go straight out of high school, go to college. That's where a lot of women get their man and get in college, because they're right. They're marriage material. You know, there used to be a club called the Foxtrap. And when people went into the Foxtrap between 20, 22, 23-year-old women, they were right. People picked them up. If you didn't get picked up from the Foxtrap, and then you got to go to Mingles, and then you go from Mingles to the club, from the club to the Oak Tree. By the time you get to CJ's, and that's 10, 15, 20 years down the road, it may be hard to get a man if you stay out in the streets too long. But I want to give you a scenario. The scenario, and this is a good scenario. The scenario is you are a fantastic woman with a high self-esteem and a lot to offer a man. Your friends and family constantly remind you of how great you are and frequently assure you that somebody will find you, that you're going to get your man. Even in the churches, they tell you, Boaz, going to get you. You're going to get your man. But after several months and several weeks and even several years of dating scene, you can't seem to find a man that meets your standards. If you desire a long-term relationship that could lead to marriage, it's time you do something called self-evaluation. You need to look at yourself. Look at yourself and find out, why don't I have a man? Look in the mirror and say, first thing you need to do is make a list of your personal weakness. Find out what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are, what your good traits are. Challenge yourself by writing these things down. You may have something that other women don't have. You may have a slamming body. Other women don't have that. Or you may have an intelligent mind. Or you may have an aspect of that you can cook real good. Something that you can do that somebody else don't do. Number two, take inventory on how these weaknesses can play a role in your past disappointments. How come you was fired before? How come this man fired you? You got the man, but then he fired you. He don't want to stay with you. How embarrassing is it to give a man your body, put your best foot forward in the bedroom and socially, economically? I know women who bought men gifts, pay for their dinner, and still the man fired them. What's up with that? Chris, give me your aspect on that from a male perspective.
If I can give you that, Russ, I'd like to, if you don't mind, to kind of go back a little bit. I don't want to make it seem like all this is going on and this is a woman. You got two different situations that go on. Any woman and a woman that you're describing obviously would like to have what I would consider a qualified man of maturity. And relationships or having a man is not so important that a woman has to feel that she needs to devalue herself or to come down to a level in order to get a man. I think in terms of women really understanding if there is, in fact, a point on why I'm not able to get a man, I think there's in my estimation, is that there's been a lot of good men, but for reasons unbeknownst to me, it's this quiet code, I think, with a lot of women that, oh, he's just a nice guy, but, you know, he doesn't have this, or but he doesn't have that. And I think that with not all women, but with a lot of women, they have someone in mind on what they would like. You know, obviously looks, obviously a career, job, money, finance, car, and all those great things. But in my estimation, in just, you know, working with women over the years, it's a matter of a woman and seeing the reaction of men. I remember one time when I was dating a woman some years ago, and whatever lack that I might have had, she was able to bring that out of me because she was a person who was really into me. And when I say that, if a woman is really into you, she begins to show, or if she doesn't show, she needs to learn how to, you know, just go the mile or the extra mile. And a lot of times, if you have what I would consider a diamond or rough or someone that's good, you will find the other person, in this case a male, conforming to a lot of the things that her desires. Not so much changing to a degree, but, you know, someone is just constantly doing something nice to you, or somebody's saying something to you that's complimentary, someone's building up your self-esteem, or somebody's building you up, you tend to listen to that person and want to more be like that person. But I'm thinking a lot of women are really interested in spending that kind of time a lot of times with a guy. But I think there's a lot of good guys that are out here and can get to a potential that I think women that would like to have. I think they just want more security than anything.
Russell, I just have to chime in because I was having thoughts, and even as Christopher was speaking, those are so many things that he basically touched on. Yes, can you hear me?
We're gonna get you in 1 minute. Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that a lot of the things that Christopher said were right in line with, you know, the notes that I'd taken or the things that I was going to say. And it's amazing because that is so true that, you know, that communication and for the woman to, you know, I was just saying you should have a date night. That was one of the things, because communication, as you know, everything with me always goes back to that communication. And as I was listening, I could follow along, and that is so true. I think you should, you know, focus on your man. If when you meet someone, you can never forget how you got there. So a date night, I think that's something that works. And even in speaking with ladies who do that or couples who do that, they have a date night, even when they're married, is at least one night a week where they, you know, they focus. And as a woman, you focus on your man. You reminisce about what it was, how you got him, what were the things that he appreciated. And another thing we talk about, Christopher, is like when you're in a relationship, married or in a relationship, you should always focus on that other person. You should give them. I said 100%. I think Russell said maybe 90-something percent. But you give them, you focus, because when you think about it, if you live this life and you don't find someone or you're not willing to make that sacrifice, then what happens to your life? And, I was able to, as I was listening to you and Russell speak, it's like, okay, because Russell, you're focusing on, there's a lot of women who don't have a man. And while we're here on earth, if you don't find someone, what becomes of your life? Or how could you bypass that experience? How can you find a good man and then, because of something petty, lose him or let him go, realizing that we only have one time to live on this earth? So it's really something to think about. I don't think people really see it for what it's worth, but I think we need to keep it real. And that's the important thing, to communicate. And if you're talking about keeping a man, then you focus on that man when you're around him. You know, build him up. Focus on him. And
may I speak from 40 years experience?
We're going to chime in right now. We have a call on the line. She's up next. Because what you're saying is true. That's another factor, how to keep a man, is to make that man or make that man better himself and improve himself. Go ahead, call. You're on air. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to say from 40 years of experience in marriage that that person is my friend. I think young ladies that are need to present themselves as young ladies, they need to what you project out is what you get back or attract. So if you're looking for a good person, just be a good person and project out your inner beauty and dressing and projecting and attracting the wrong kind of men. It's a two-way thing. You have to be friends first, learn to respect others and yourself, and that person will find you and you will find that person, and it will be lasting. But we're doing it based on what women are projecting out in young ladies, and they're attracting things they do not want.
Excellent point. Excellent point. What do you think? Give us your take back on how come some women can't hold on to a man?
Due to insecurities within themselves and not really wanting to see the real picture when they're dealing with men. Some women don't want to see what the actual picture is. Rather than that, they go on with an illusion of a relationship rather than a real relationship. And you can't make someone want you. It has to happen through a natural process. If there's a natural attraction, it's going to take place. But it's up to the woman to project that so she can attract the right kind of person.
And you hit on something important. If someone doesn't want you, then need to learn to move on, because I'm sure you've heard too, you know, young ladies who just, they had breakdowns because they felt they were in love with this man or they wanted this man, and he let her down or left her for someone else, even at a young age. And these young women have breakdowns and, you know, commit suicide. But as this minister put it once, there are a billion more out there, and that's how people need to think. I mean, you can have that desire, but we need to be ready to move on. You know, if someone comes, you need to be ready, but you have to be willing to move on also. And one thing that I think is critical is at a young age, I was having this conversation earlier in the week, we don't teach our young people. I was listening to the call, and what you're saying is so true, but you know, and I know, at least among the African-American family, there wasn't a lot of discussion. Your parents didn't take you and teach you about your body, about sex, love, and what a relationship was really about. And I think that is critical. If we start when these children are young and talk to them, and we might as well now, because when you look at the internet, everything is out there. They can get it. When I was coming up, if you didn't hear the grown people talking about, you knew nothing, and they didn't talk around you. But now they can get everything. So in this day and time, in 2016, we need to start out when they're children, talk to them about their body, let them become comfortable. And I think they will be, you know, ready to project themselves, and then the men will know how what they're looking for and how to find that, you know, that right mate for, you know, a lasting relationship. It's just
it's
so important.
It's all projection,
you know,
and perception. You get, yeah, you put out is what you get back.
Right. And I also feel, too,
go ahead, right, Chris. Great.
I feel what's really necessary for women and women in general is, and the caller touched on it a lot, is self-examination in terms of, you know, as a woman, what, you know, what do I really want, or what will make me a happy woman? I think we have so many different things. You know, you have the reality TV shows trying to teach you. You have the videos trying to teach you. You have different talk shows trying to teach you. And all those, for the most part, are all incorrect in terms of what the what that really looks like, perception of a good man really looks like. And I say that from the standpoint that if there are a lot of good men that are out here, look beyond, you know, the big salary or the big car or the big house, and look for a person that you can be a partner with. And I will say this, and I don't say this often in terms of my business in Galaxy 5000, but my business partner is also my girlfriend. So what has happened in our relationship is that, and I'm older than she is, and I've been in business for a long time, but it does mean, it pleases me that I'm able to help her because she's willing to help herself from the standpoint of saying, you know what, I want to do things as a partner, and I want to do things together. And it really brings the best out of me. It makes me happy to be able to encourage her and vice versa. And what's keeping me there is that her determination, not just with the business itself, but her determination in terms of understanding, you know, my needs, you know, well, what, you know, what you like, and also being very appreciative of that. And so if you got both people, you know, complimenting each other, and I think when it comes to women, I think a lot of times, as long as they have a person that they can work in partnership with, it's not so much about what the person looks like or they have to be this particular kind of person. The partnership is going to be the most important thing, and then more than anything, just being friends, you know, having a good time. And if you're not inside of a relationship in terms of sustainability, then, you know, I advise women to, you know, just enjoy yourselves. It doesn't always have to be, you know, going out and I got to find a man. Have, you know, out of 100 men, I got my eye on 2 of them, and I'm not thinking about the rest of them. I mean, just be open, and you never know. You might have a diamond in the rough and don't even know it, and could be sitting right there in front of you. But it would be a situation that you would just be able to look and just take a self-examination and not be so geared to, you know, what reality shows or videos or movies have said, you know, you ought to do.
I do have a question, though. I have a question. As a man, okay, you're a man. If a woman were to come to you and ask you, what is it that you want, as a man, do you see it more reasonable for a woman to just, you know, outright ask you, well, what is it that you want? What are the things you like? Or should she be able to figure it out from communicating and being around with you? And that's for you, Russell and Christopher. As a man, you know, what is the preferred way? Do you get to know the person, you figure out what he wants, or do you come out and ask the man what is it that you want or you don't like, and you take it from there?
Well, my answer is it's not so cut and dry. But number one, I think you said it earlier, the synergy has to be there. The synergy is there. I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, she's obviously going to find out what kind of person he is, and he's going to express that just through conversation. If the question is presented in a way, you know, so what do you really like, you know, and if it's coming to that, I'm able to express that's great. But if it's coming from a way that I'm going to change my way to be what you want, and that's not who I am, I don't want that either. You know what I'm saying? So it's
keep it real. That was my thing. Keep it real. That's
right.
Important. Keep it real. Be real.
Excellent. I'm going to give out these. We're out of time, so I'm going to give out the rest of these pointers on how to get a man. I want women to understand that these are factors that you can use to get a man. The other side of point is, like Chris was saying, and like Marilyn saying, and other callers saying, how to keep a man is up to you. But I want to give out these pointers before we go off the air, how to get a man. And number three is, upon meeting a potential mate, find out what they call the so-called deal breakers. The deal breakers are defined as anything absolutely you cannot live with or you cannot live without. Like Chris was saying, find out what you can't live with or what you can't live without. You know, in your initial conversation, you should ask his relationship status, his job, living situation, whether he has children. Make no exceptions for what you know in your heart you cannot handle. If he's 50 years old and living with his mama, you need to know that. And if you can't handle that, then you should know that you can't. You don't want that man. You can't get that man because he ain't gonna leave his mama. You know, I mean, you deserve a man that you want, and he deserves a woman that he wants. So that's the thing. You gotta get the deal breakers, man. Find out what you want and won't tolerate. Number four, when you are dating, leave a little mystery, but do not play hard to get. Be mysterious. I mean, you can be a little mystery, but don't be hard to get. Don't ramble on inappropriately. If he looks good, you know, make up your don't have what they call diarrhea of the mouth, man. Don't be running around, you know, talking about everything and telling everything. You know, men don't want to hear about the eight dudes you had an orgy with in 1968 when you was in college. You don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to hear about a lot of women have been battered, you know, or they have been what do you call some kind of domestic violence. It's good to bring it up to let the person know, but don't dwell on it. You don't want to hear how many times your ex-husband or your ex-boyfriend beat you and you went to the hospital 5 times. I mean, it's not something you need to talk about to get a man. Also, once your steady relationship is established, listen to your gut. Be aware of the red flags and warning signs, but do not react solely on the insecurities of your own past experience. Make sure the problem doesn't stem from previous disappointments, stepping back into what you had before, you know. Also, number six, focus on the good. Don't highlight his faults. Like Chris was saying, you may have a diamond in the rough. Don't look at the man for just what you see on the surface. Look at what he probably could be. Don't judge somebody. Don't criticize or complain. Number seven, know when to move on if it's necessary. Don't waste time with a hopeless case. If you want to get a man, don't waste time with a hopeless case. If you know the man, you're trying to date this guy, you think he's supposed to be your man, but this guy's a hopeless case. I mean, he's like I said, number one, security. You know he can't be secure. He can't cover you. He can't be your man. Period, man. Move on. Get out of that one. Number eight, find satisfaction in your relationship. Remain humble and thankful. Have mercy on your partner. Don't live in a world of ideals. Instead, live in a world of what is. And ask yourself, can I be happy with him as he is right at this moment and not hope that he's going to become something better in the future? If you're not happy with him right now, you know, if he don't have certain things that you think a man should have, can you be happy with him at that point? If he can't take you to dinner, can you be happy eating it at the dinner table or the little table in his house? Give us some points on that. I want you, before we close out, I want the caller to go first, and I want Chris to go first, and then Marilyn. Caller, you give me your aspects on that, just of your closing statements.
Okay. First of all, you've got to know yourself. You have to have substance. And again, what you project out is what you attract. You don't always have to be looking for someone. Behind every good man, there's a good woman, usually. So my message is to these young ladies, you're not satisfied with what you're getting. The relationships are not long-term. It's going out, picking up guys, you know, having a hit and run or whatever you call it. But you have to have some kind of substance to live your life with purpose, and you're going to attract where these people will find each other. First, you have to become friends. Then you become lovers. Then you get, or vice versa, whatever. But you've got to know the person. A lot of young ladies and a lot of people try to make a relationship. A relationship happens because there is a connection. But honesty, living life with purpose, having some substance, caring about how you project yourself, that makes a lot of difference. That determines the kind of person that is, or people or men that are going to be attracted to you. And women intuitively know when someone is lying to them. But a lot of young women, in order to have a relationship, they accept less than what they should. So if you project out that you're looking for a fast man with pants down, that's looking for a one-night stand or whatever, if you're projecting that, that's what you're going to get. So my bottom line is project out and act the way and attract the kind of man that you want to be with. I've been with my husband for 42 years.
Oh, excellent.
Well, you,
congratulations.
And we're friends. As a matter of fact, he just came up and to see if everything was okay, because this wasn't planned for me. But our young people and our females and males that do not have partners seem to be very desperate. It's not something that you can make happen. It's something you have to work on. But again, what these young ladies are projecting out is exactly what they're attracting.
Excellent. Go ahead, Chris. You go up next. We're running out of time. Go ahead, Chris. Give me close date.
Sure. Well, I'll just keep it short. And it goes, again, Russell, as I was saying, with self-examination, not to look at, look just what's beyond what you see. I mean, you hear a lot of things on, even in churches now, you hear people say, well, you know, give the man a, go check his credit and go check this and see if he's ever a record. And, you know, and technically all those things sound great. But in all reality, you know, if there's a guy who's gone through, you know, a tumultuous divorce or a tumultuous situation with his finances or, you know, even gotten into some situations with the law, you know, if he's a changed man and if he's a changed person, give him the opportunity to prove who they are opposed to you with all these different things. And it's almost just like shooting your own self in the foot. In one sense, you're saying, I want a man, but then I want to do all these different things to make sure he's this, that. If he doesn't move that, if he doesn't have any of those things, then I'm going to move to the second phase. And they just, and before you know it, 10 years have gone past with the same exact motive, the same exact way they carry things out. And they're scratching their head and they're trying to figure out, well, what's wrong with me? You know, but, you know, the practices that have been going on, they have not had an opportunity to do a self-examination or who they really are in response to that. So, you know, that's what I am. I mean, obviously, you know, I really think the African-American women are the most beautiful and smartest people on the earth in terms of what we have, and then also blessed with, you know, a really nice curvy body that, you know, most women were, African-American women were just blessed with. And so when you have all those components together, there's great potential for all women to be able to have a man. It's just being able to, and let me just back up to first say that, number one, you know, God should always come first in every decision that you make, but even more so to take it serious on, God, how am I going to present myself before the man that you're preparing for me? You know, and that's the self-examination that really needs to, you know, to go forward with that.
Excellent point. Marilyn, give chime in your last. We've got 2 minutes. Go ahead. Marilyn, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I just like to say thank you. And
no, 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 no. I'm trying to get Marilyn. Marilyn Bland. Marilyn Bland, go ahead.
Every relationship goes through phases, and just know that when it's gone, it's gone. So I would say, be real, keep it real, and wait for your man to find you.
There you go.
There you go.
Excellent point. Wait till your man to find you. This is my closing statement. Love is hard, but it's even harder if you don't have the information. You need to find someone who wants you, and you want them. We all talked about this morning about how to get a man, and more importantly, how to keep a man. If you get a man, I'm not saying right now, if you have a man, treat that man with respect. Let him know that you're worthy, that he's worthy, that you want to be with this man, and close it out. Don't deal around with this relationship thinking you can string it out. If you got something you want, close it out. Marry this person. Put the ring on it. Put the thing down, you know, where it's yours. Otherwise, it could go south at any moment, and the person could find somebody else, and you'll lose the love of your life. So that's my closing statement. If you got it, close it out. Make it yours. Make it like you say, a union above with God. Don't leave God out of it. The longer you do things against God in a relationship, the longer it's going to come out where the relationship's going to go south. So make it right. Make it right. This is Russell Price, today's relationship co-host, Marilyn.